And our last reader tonight has staged a beautiful reading at Seattle U of Chicana and Chicano poets, some of whom are here in the room. Yeah. An honored professor at Seattle U. She has, as she's mentioned tonight, a foot in Santa Cruz and a foot in Seattle. Please welcome Gabriela Gutierrez y Mus.
So happy to be here among you. Who are the Santa Cruz poets? Can you raise your hand? Of course I know Becky. Oh, that's better for me. Thank you. I'm going to read a couple from my computer that are fresh and before it, you know, closes down. I'm also going to start taking my clothes off because it's getting hot here. Not too many clothes, but just a few. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I love that. Help. Yes. Okay. I wonder, can you hear, do I need to move this closer because I'm reading?
Oh yeah, probably so, yeah. Right? Because it's pretty far away.
Sure. So someone tell me stop, Jason, because I'll just keep going. Okay, I lose track of time when I start reading. These days the birds are accused of shooting humans. Humans complain of invasions and displacements. The MSG they made is attacking them. Darts of insecurity provoke migraines in them. They are at the verge of living. Don't wear yourself out, said the rain. A messenger done with his COVID deliveries. Fears have entered those neighborhoods where money flying out the window is the norm and cooking never occurs. But cookbooks open like hungry mouths on the shelves, ready to be abused, loved, caressed, or even ignored once or twice. Quien fuera árbol, who could be a tree? Una bondad de las palomas, a dove kindness would embrace me. I might then feel the warmth that feathers bring in clusters. Oh, this is called Poet Is Not Poeta. The poet wailed in English, sang in Spanish. The poem had been walking toward her for a lifetime. It was at the cusp of her life, at the tip of her tongues. It had stopped her from killing herself. The poem had been the hand that held her voice into regurgitation. Let her know that antidepressants could be words on paper lined up like pills on a table. The poem could be songs and rhythms. It could be hands pulling out daggers. It could be smells soothing her childhood lullaby into loving herself. In the poem, homophobia was absent, acceptance present. The poem normalized her, multiplied her, added to her languages and pauses. The poem was her body, her voice, her triangulations and aspirations, her exclamations, the memorization of who she aspired to be. Like her, the poem was free. The poem was out. The poem was the blank wall of her future, the pit under her feet, the love. She had never looked so beautiful, given herself permission to speak. The poem was a recitation of her to her. The poem was the shelf of words of her imagination. It was a utopia, a bell. up until the end. Thank you. I don't want to waste any of my moments of reading. So I'm going to read. This is for teachers, if there's any teachers here. Both of these, this anthology of 66 Chicano Latino poets, they're in my latest collection, How Many Indians Can We Be? ¿Cuántos Indios Podemos Ser? They're both totally bilingual. So if you speak some Spanish, this would be good for you to purchase. This collection began when I got on the plane to go to India in 2011. I was one of three American poets to represent the United States at in Nagpur in India. And so I always like to write poems when I get on a plane. That's like my favorite space, and I always do. And the idea for the poem, it's about indigenization, it's about how they call us all Indios, right? But there's different types of Indians, indigeneity. And my sons and another boy from India, a Brahmin child, were in the back of my car and they were arguing about who was more Indian. And so that's when I began theorizing, because my sons, we went by a totem pole and they're saying, our ancestors made that, right? And the East Indian boy says, no, they didn't. You are not Indian. I'm Indian, right? And so, that's where the idea for theorizing this through poetry came. But I want to read you one of the poems, or a couple, towards the end. I don't know how much time I have. Four minutes, maybe? Did I use up 4 minutes?
Sure.
Yes, okay. I want to read you this one, because it addresses farm workers, mestizos, indigenous people. It begins with my trip to India, but it addresses the commonalities, like candy. We have so much in common with East Indians and candy. And, but then it addresses other issues. And this is about a farm worker. It's called Hum, Pedro, Hum. And because I wanted to sing to you today, I chose this one. There are mountains in his nails. Oh, he fell. Okay. The earth shaped his fingerprints. He grew corn on the side of the strawberry milpa, frijoles, calabaza, y todo. His father, 90, 99, 100, 103, in the old pickup truck next to him. He served Don Alejandro avena for breakfast with strawberries, washed with a potable water in milk cartons all the workers bring from home. Eat the gorditas Mercedes, the mother of 10, prepared for them. Tamales in plantain leaves for Don Alex to remember. He's surrounded by the smell of bananas at home. In the afternoon, after he wakes up, he inquires, where's Pedro? ¿Dónde está? His father asks. 100 mouths respond, aquí con nosotros, aquí con usted. All the young workers keep an eye on the Mexican revolucionario who fought to have his son, the crop sharer Pedro, grow berries for a million hungry dry mouths, French mouths, Belgian mouths, ungrateful mouths, Safeway mouths, US mouths, and mouths at the Salvation Army, mouths in migrant camps, making agua de fresa, water with the strawberries. He engendered people to defend, teach, heal, feed, write about, draw, fix TVs, patch walls, police, build houses, sell houses, paint houses, serve in the army and the navy, sell vegetables and fruits, collect money, report, keep an office, sing as a zookeeper, smile. Pedro hums an old Javier Solís song. Payaso, soy un triste payaso. On the radio, to which all the women in the fields sigh, and they all remember they are not machines. Wow.
Let's just try to tighten this up.
Thank you so much. It's so hard to decide what to read to you. There's so much I want to read to you. But should I read translanguaging or better? Yeah, I think I'll read translanguaging. It's different every time. And you know, we all used to say Spanglish, but Spanglish is a little bit negative, right? It implies that you don't really know Spanish or English. So Ofelia Garcia, I believe she's a Puerto Rican researcher. She has done a lot of work naming Spanglish, translanguaging. And I wrote this poem for her. Because I speak with my imagination, you stopped listening to me centuries ago. Porque hablo con mi imaginación y no mi lengua, me dejaste de escuchar hace siglos. Translanguaging is not Spanglish. Translenguar no es español, sino un carnaval de palabras, florido y resonante en todos mis existentes lenguajes. Déjame ser comprendido en formas que no habías imaginado. Let me be understood in ways you had not imagined. Porque hablo con mi imaginación, translenguar no es español únicamente. It's not only Spanish, sino una lengua con pilón. No es tener las palabras específicas para decir lo mismo que te quiero decir en mis lenguas bajas. It's not having the specific words to tell you what I want to tell you in my lowly languages. In some moment, marginal, pochas, cut with my teeth, cortadas con los dientes, pero que sin embargo pegan su chicle en el universo. Las palabras que no sé tienen color en otra lengua, colores semióticos, colores feudales, colores ambientales, colores maternales. Si te digo okay, if I say okay to you, it's because my heart has been to Africa. Jazz, jam, merengue y mojo colorean mi espíritu en África Occidental y me enseñaron a comer serpiente y adorarla a la vez. And they taught me to eat serpents and adore them at the same time. Si te digo mis placeres, jumbo, mambo, gambo, marimba, es porque la música de África pasó de los huesos a la lengua y contaminó mi espíritu políglota. El swahili llegó en un safari de palabras, en mi profundo carnaval de sentimientos. Swahili arrived in a safari of words, in my deep carnival of senses. Thank you.
Can we get all the poets who read tonight?